الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a heart within us, and this heart has many physical and spiritual characteristics. Physical characteristics, I mean, that's a medical lecture. The spiritual characteristics are very important for the person who's striving towards deen to make an effort to comprehend. Because those spiritual characteristics help to inform us of how we can achieve our goal in deen. Interestingly, the Arabic language captures many of these physical aspects, spiritual aspects of the heart. And if you go through the Quran, you'll find that the Quran references the heart using these various terms to highlight the various characteristics of the heart or the different spiritual dimensions of the heart. It's a very lengthy discussion, but I mean, just as an example, and the most common word used for heart in the Arabic language is qalb. And this word, qalb, has a notion of something that can change very quickly, something that can that is constantly flipping. For example, you'll see that a person's heart very quickly gets interested in something, and just as quickly gets disinterested in that thing and gets interested in something else. I mean, you don't have to spend more than 10 minutes with a bunch of kids to figure this out. You'll see that when, you know, one kid, he says to you, he sits with a bunch of friends at school and they're all talking about karate. So he comes home and he says, he starts doing this and this and this. And he says, I want to learn karate. And then any wise adult will say, okay, so you want to learn karate. Where did that come from? Oh, my friends and I were talking about karate and we were doing karate in the playground and now I want to be a black belt. So you look at the kid and you know that the vast majority of children, even if they are interested the next day, which is actually a big thing, even if they're interested the next day, you'll put them in karate, they'll be interested for 2 weeks, maybe a month, maybe 5 months because it drags on. But eventually, most of them drop out. That's just the nature of human beings. They get interested in something, they get very excited about that thing, and then shortly thereafter, they get disinterested in that and they go jumping on something else. Human beings are that way. And maintaining consistency is a very difficult thing, and very few people are able to do that in life. To be dedicated to one thing in life is a very big deal. You see people, and you celebrate that type of accolade where you have somebody that worked in the same place for 40 years. You know, how many people are there that work in the same place for 40 years or dedicate themselves to one field for 40 years or dedicate themselves to one effort for 40 years? I mean, those people are very few and far between, and they're celebrated because that is a very rare thing to find in humanity as a whole. And this is not something that applies only to karate or Star Wars or, you know, some other thing that a person gets interested in. That applies to the deen as well. And this is something that everybody in this room, we all fear. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned our hearts towards deen. That's why we came to the masjid today. But at the same time, we should also recognize that at any minute, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can turn our hearts away from deen. Everything's in the hands of Allah. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to turn our hearts away from deen, then no matter what our academic mind would claim to be interested in, we would never be able to apply ourselves to deen. So this is the nature of the heart. It's called this because it actually sits between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, it's in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. He can turn it one way or turn it another way. And it's human nature that this heart is constantly flipping and never continuously interested in one thing. I mean, even the most intense student, they sit down and they study physics, and as they're studying physics, then they start thinking, let me think of what about chemistry? What about this? What about that? People of deen, when people want to study deen, they go grab random books off the shelf. You know, everybody knows that it's a concerted effort that leads to progress, not the random picking of this and that it's actually going to lead to anything. But that's human nature. So that's just one example. Another example, another characteristic of the heart, which is the one that I wanted to speak about very briefly today, is that the heart has this very unique ability to become highly excited about something. To become highly excited about something such that a burning desire arises within the heart. The heart has this ability to essentially be ignited with passion. That's maybe the right way to put it. The heart has the ability to be ignited with passion. And the unique characteristic of that type of heart is that, number one, if a person's heart gets ignited with passion, it's usually because they came in the company of somebody else who was able to ignite that passion. And number two, if their heart becomes ignited with passion, they're able to transmit that passion as well. So actually, a summary is that the heart that is highly ignited with passion, or the heart has the ability to receive and transmit passion. Let's put it that way. The heart has the ability to receive and to transmit passion. If it comes in the company of someone who's passionate about something, it can become passionate about that same thing. And once it's passionate about that thing, it has the ability to sit in the company of other people and spread that passion. Now, this was one of the major characteristics of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart was imbued with the passion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the passion of Quran, the passion of goodness, the passion of prophethood. So many various characteristics were ignited in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the amazing thing is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat in the company of a bunch of people that the world would have testified could never have done anything. You know, these weren't the powerful people of the time. These weren't the educated people of the time. These weren't the wealthy people of the time. These were just common people in between, you know, just a small group of people in between all of this power around them. And they sat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he ignited their hearts towards deen in such a way that they became the model community till the end of time. That's just amazing. You know, that's amazing, to take the group of people from where they came. You know, Rasulullah ﷺ didn't take a bunch of Muslims and make them better Muslims. Rasulullah ﷺ took idol worshippers. Idol, deep idol worshippers. Who were, you know, living life the way that they had lived it for generations. And took them and brought them to such a place that even the people who were born in deen, who never thought about idol worship, have to look up to them until the end of time. That's no small feat. That's a humongous task. But really what it was that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart was ignited with this passion. And when these people came in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a state of iman, he was able to transmit that passion to them. And then when they became passionate about deen, when they became passionate about Allah, when they became passionate about the akhirah as opposed to the dunya, they went to another group of people and they spread that passion to those people. Until what happens is from generation to generation to generation, that flame, that passion has passed down each from generation to the next. Now, that ability of the heart, to become enamored, that ability of the heart to become ignited and to subsequently ignite, so two features, to become ignited and to subsequently ignite another heart, that's referred to by another term of the used for the heart in the Quran called fuad. That term in the Quran that's used for the heart that has that characteristic is fuad. So essentially what that's referring to is the ability of the heart to become ignited and to ignite others towards deen. Now, when you think about it, every person in this room, that's something that we would all desire. I mean, that's what we aim for. That's what we strive for. We strive to have our hearts become ignited. And we strive to be able to ignite the hearts of the people in our company. When we sit in the company, when we come to the masjid, the goal is to ignite the heart. When we recite Quran, the goal is to ignite the heart. When we do dhikr, the goal is to ignite the heart. When we go to the Kaaba for Umrah, Hajj, the goal is to ignite the heart. When we sit in the company of our scholars, the goal is to ignite the heart. And then once our hearts are ignited, the hope is that we'll be able to come in the company of other people and ignite their hearts, whether that be our family members or our loved ones or the people that we interact with or the people that we hope to spread deen towards. That's essentially what deen is. It's a transaction. We acquire it, and then we subsequently want to embellish it, beautify it, and share it. So this whole notion of the heart as something that can both become impassioned and can impassion others, that is all captured in this term fuad. And this is something that we all should recognize because it becomes a goal that we want to achieve. Now, if you subsequently want to understand how to achieve it, that's a whole separate discussion. But you have to first understand what's being referred to in the discussion, particularly in the Quran. So my goal this week was to just highlight this concept of the heart. And next week, the goal will be to talk about how to achieve that based on a few things that are, I mean, there's many principles present in the Quran, but based on a few principles related to this in the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are able to continuously keep our hearts turned towards deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those whose hearts are ignited with the passion of deen, such that we're able to ignite that passion in the hearts of others. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين